G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2014. We are absolutely flying here at Making the Nut, going plenty and not many across the first 4 weeks. We've got a massive week of football coming up and looks like there's plenty to like about the market. What are you thinking, Sting?
Well, unlike last week, I was very happy to take the 2-1 and walk away. I think there's quite a few to be had this week. We're starting to get to the point of the season where the form lines are really starting to shape up, and I think the haves and the have-nots have identified themselves pretty well.
Beautiful.
Thursday night, we're at the Gabba for Brisbane hosting Richmond. The Lions getting about 4 goals start. Total points line in the low 180s.
Look, Brownie's 250th. He's been a champion of the game. You've got to expect the Lions to get around him. But that being said, that the list of outs is ridiculous. Hanley, Rich, Lomberger, Merritt, Staker, Green. I just don't think they've got the cattle to get it done. The Tigers need a big win, and I'm expecting them to get it. I've got no qualms taking on the 4 goals.
Well, do the Lions actually have 21 to actually get around him, or are they just going to run out with 15? Oh, gee. I agree with everything you said, but the Tigers have just been too poor to my eye. I can't in good conscience lay 4 goals with them on the road the way they've been going. That's a pretty easy lay down for me. We skip Good Friday and go Saturday afternoon to the MCG with Collingwood hosting North Melbourne. The Pies 1.5 to 2.5 point favourites, total points line in the mid 170s.
Both teams are in good form. Both teams playing some really good footy at the moment. North 3 in a row after a dismal round one, and the Pies as well coming back very strong after disappointing round one. Look, I think North Melbourne are tracking the better at the moment. I think Cloak's misery will continue this week against Scotty Thompson, who is well on the way to his back-to-back All-Australian jumpers. They're just struggling a little bit in the key posts, the Pies. Reed's still out. The head-to-head battle in the midfield, I mean, the Pies kicked 10 from their midfield last week. I'm not convinced they'll be able to do that again. If they do, good luck to them. But, yeah, I think the Roos are probably the play here, but It just seems a toss of the coin to me. I've almost talked myself into the Roos plus, but I just can't quite make it.
I have talked myself into the Roos plus. I didn't think this game was going to be particularly lopsided, but a handful of things going to North. They've got a better record in small line games than Collingwood do. They've got a better record against the spread at the MCG than Collingwood do. And they're 13-1 in their last 14 starts as underdogs in Victoria. So even though it's only 2.5 points, I'm going to take it. North of the plus for me.
You know what? You've talked me into it. I'm on as well.
There you go. You should always give in to peer pressure, kids. Saturday twilight game. We're at the SCG for the very out-of-form Sydney hosting the very in-form Fremantle. Swans getting between 5.5 and 6.5 points. Total points line about the 170 mark.
Frio look really good. Frio look really good here. It could be a massive play. That said, I do hate betting Sydney games. I just cannot get them. I don't know what it is. I just can't seem to get them right. They're usually a pretty tight contest between these two. They play very similar styles. Both coaches are Roos proteges. They've got big-bodied midfielders. There's a real contest vibe between these two, and there's a lot of stoppages, a lot of play, which probably plays into Freo's hands a little bit more, especially with Sandilands in the sort of form he showed last week. I'm gonna play the minus in this one.
I couldn't agree more. Freo at the minus, definitely a bet for me. They've covered their last 5 as favourites of less than 15 points. They've covered 6 of their last 7 as favourites on the road. And Sydney, flat out, have just been horrible this year. I mean, they normally play close games, but Sydney are normally good.
Yeah.
And they're simply not this year.
They are bad.
Freo got belted by Hawthorn, but they've also towed up Collingwood and Essendon in the first 4 weeks, and both those sides are clearly in the best 7 or 8 sides in the comp right now. Sydney are nowhere to be seen on that list. Pretty happy to lay less than a goal here.
100%.
Saturday night, we're at Paterson Stadium, Subiaco, for West Coast hosting Port Adelaide. The Eagles 0.5 to 1.5 point favourite, so it's near enough flip a coin. Total points line in the low 180s.
I couldn't find myself a bet here, which is ironic considering I've backed both of these sides every week so far this year. That being said, I've backed them both, but I have not backed them against each other. So I'm probably leaning towards the plus, if anything, here in the very small plus. I think Port are playing the better football considering West Coast's outs. West Coast haven't beaten anyone of note. Port just have that run and drive through the midfield and some real quality key posts. Schulte with 7 last week was outstanding. If Glass doesn't get up, then Port Adelaide are definitely a bet. If Glass plays, then I'll probably sit this one out.
Well, you've got potentially no bets. I've got 2 bets here.
settle down, mate. What the hell's going on here? Is that 5 already? What?
We're going early. I'm with Port. West Coast have a great record when they're big favourites. They covered 9 of 12 when favourites more than 5 goals in the last couple of years. But only 14 of 38 in other situations. They're not a good side in coin flips or as underdogs. Port have a wonderful record on the road, covering 16 of their last 24. They've covered 9 of their last 11 at night. Granted, this is a 5:40 start. I'm very happy to be with Port. Also very happy to play the under. Eagles 18-5 to the under in twilight and night games in the last couple of years. Port 12-9 that way. Pretty happy to play the trend here. And West Coast need to make a statement. They were terrible last week.
They were. Not scoring after quarter, not kicking a goal after quarter time. That's bloody bush league. That is absolutely outrageous, especially for those of us who backed them at the plus. It's looking bloody good at quarter time, and they went home.
They did a wonderful thing for those of us on the under, but they didn't look all that good up front against the Saints either. I'm not sure what sort of score they've got in them against good opponents. Pretty happy with Port in the under here.
Fair call.
Saturday night back in Melbourne, Etihad Stadium, the Docklands for Essendon hosting St Kilda. The Bombers laying 7.5 to 8 goals, total points line in the high 180s.
How can you get enthusiastic about a side coming off a 70-point drubbing, giving up 8 goals? I mean, sure, Essendon are a better side. St Kilda battle against the good sides. We all know that they're going to be cellar dwellers this year, bottom 4 for sure. But, nah, there's no way you're getting me involved here.
I've got a bet here. I'm going to bet the under. God.
Someone, what's going on? Someone stop this
play. Both sides coming off a 6-day break, which is always a strong play for the under. Essendon 8-3 under in that scenario. St Kilda 9-7 under. I think Essendon protect a few bodies coming back from Subi last week. I think they try to slow the pace of the game down. Not sure St Kilda can kick a score. 188.5 gives a lot of room. Happy to slot in under that.
I'm amazed. This is the hardest you've ever gone. This is amazing. I don't care what you've got in your book, you are going to find a bet in the last 3 games.
Oh, you're going to be disappointed. Sunday afternoon at Adelaide Oval, we got the Crows hosting GWS. Crows laying 31.5 to 33.5, total points line in the low 190s.
Yeah, Crows were better last week. Sure they were. I reckon they might even be false favourites here. It's GWS showed a lot at Marnica last week on a heavy track. Mumford out's a massive loss for them, especially up against Jacobs, who does have the capacity to dominate lesser ruckman with his hit-outs to advantage in particular. Can't see... Yeah, I really want to play GWS at the plus, but Mumford out's just a little bit too much for me, so I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, very easy lay down for me here. Nothing to get too excited about. Would have been with you on the plus as well. Crows have also owned GWS in all 3 matches they've played against them thus far, including 2 triple-figure wins. So pretty happy to walk away from this one.
Sure.
Not in any hurry to play the next one either. Sunday afternoon at the MCG, Melbourne hosting the Gold Coast. The Demons getting 21.5 to 23.5. Total points line in the mid-170s.
I've actually got 2 here, so get that up, yeah. Shit, he's coming back. Look out. I've got Melbourne 4-0 the under this year. They just can't get you score. They did look better with, obviously, Dawes back in the side. Frawley playing forward looks to be a really good option for them. That said, they still like to play that possession game. I think that 80-90 sort of tops them out. Against a better side in Gold Coast, I can't see them kicking 60-plus. Which means Gold Coast have to kick 22 goals to basically cover this line, and I'm not convinced that's going to happen down in Melbourne, but still willing to take on the small minus. Three and a bit goals is no dramas for Gary Ablett's troops. One thing I will say about this game, though, Gold Coast are a long way ahead of Melbourne, in my opinion. They talk about equalisation. Gold Coast got beaten by the Hawks by 100 last week. They'll towel up the D's this week. So where the hell does that put Carlton?
Oh, who knows? I think if they played Hawthorn right now.
I'm itching for Hawthorn Carlton because they could win by 300.
Well, if you just do the maths of A to B to C to D, you probably get 50 goals at some stage here. Yeah, pretty happy to lay this game, but in terms of having a bet. But if you're thinking something in the terrain of 100 points, Gold Coast to 60 Melbourne, as Uncle Shitty's just pointed out, that the unders and the minus would be about the play.
Your beauty.
Speaking of Carlton, Etihad Stadium for the Sunday Twilight game where they play the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs laying 10.5 to 12.5, total points line in the low 190s.
I don't think it's anywhere near enough, to be honest. Carlton are absolutely abysmal at the moment. They'll probably bring Waite back in, which gives them a focal point up forward to maybe straighten them up a little bit. But you can't play without heart. That's what they're doing. They're not committed to the contest. They're not committed to Malthouse's game plan. They're not running. They're not working without the ball in hand. And you look at Carlton play football at the moment, and there's 18 blokes on the ground looking around waiting for someone else to do the job. Conversely, the Dogs, father figure, McCartney, has them playing as a very tight unit. They'll miss Dale Morris, who's out with suspension, but I really like the drive they have. I really like their endeavour. Ryan Griffin as the captain is an outstanding player. Even everyone's whipping boy, Missy Higgins, back in this year, making a difference across half back. Really, really like the Dogs at the less than two goal line, and happy to load up on that.
Yeah, I'm with you for all the reasons you've outlined. You look at the Dogs' form line. They went to Subiaco and got dusted in round one. They won't be the only side to do that. That North Melbourne game, they were right in until the last quarter. That form line looked really good. Beating Richmond, beating GWS is a damn sight more than Carlton have done this year. Laying less than two goals, I'm happy to do that.
Beautiful.
Monday afternoon.
You'll be guilty.
The Kennett curse was dispersed in the prelim final last year, but Geelong Hawthorn at the MCG again. The Cats getting 10.5 to 12.5, total points line in the mid-180s.
And Kennett curse, that's such a beat-up. Hawthorn just win the games that matter. Geelong can win as many bloody round games as they want. We'll take the prelims. We'll take the premierships. Stick it in your jumper. I'm not going to have a bet on this game because I'm going to be bending the elbow and getting right stuck into it. So I won't need any more motivation.
Well, I got the Cats at the plus. They've won 11 in the last 12 and 12 of the last 15 between these teams decided by 11 points or less. If you're getting 12.5, it's too many. But Geelong 8-2 as underdogs since 2012. I don't feel like I need to expand on this any further. Cats plus.
Beautiful. Well, if you haven't been paying attention, it looks like we've got a shitload of money riding on this weekend.
It might take us a little while to get through this summary, but just bear with me.
Grab your notepad, grab your iPad, whatever pad you bloody use in these days, and make sure you've got plenty of pencils stacked in because we're about to lay down a hell of a lot. I reckon we've got about 13 or 14 here.
Something in that terrain. Okay, so for me, North at the plus, Freo at the minus, Port at the plus, under in the West Coast Port game, under in the Essendon St Kilda game, Dogs at the minus, Cats at the plus.
Wowee. Well, I've got Tigers minus, I've got North plus, I have Fremantle minus, I have not quite sold on Port Adelaide plus yet, but there's every chance I might get stuck into that a bit later on this week. See how bored I get tomorrow morning. And what have I got? I've got Gold Coast minus and the under in that game. I've got West Coast minus. The Western Bulldogs minus. So we have a ton on, an absolute ton.
Well, there you go. The recommended summary bets this week will be a 2,000-word essay. Enjoy.
Have a good week. Punt well.